Where are you sitting right now? Maybe the sofa or a chair? In your car? Maybe still lying in bed? Doesn't really matter, but consider this. Before you plopped yourself into wherever you are, did you consider whether it would hold your weight? Did you carefully examine it first? Probably not. You've sat in it before. You were confident it would hold you again. You had confidence in it because it had held you before. Not trust, but confidence. Trust is believing without evidence. Confidence is assurance based on past results. Well, the theme of this meditation from Jeremiah chapter 17 is confidence. Having confidence not in yourself, but in God, because of what He has done for you before. So start by taking a moment to settle and still your heart. Just center on your breathing, your pulse. Allow your mind, your body, and your soul to be aware of God. Let your eyes slowly move from open to a soft gaze to gently closed as you consider your confidence in God and what He has done for you. This opening time of prayer is yours. Be confident with what is available to you, certain of God and all that He does, relying on Him. Call to Him now in your way, using your words, and pause if you need or want more time. Continue on now by responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 26. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, I am confident in You. Trust confidently in the Lord forever. And Lord God, I am confident in You. Trust in the Lord God as your fortress, your shield, and your banner. For Lord God, I am confident in You. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. And for that, Lord God, I am confident in You. Spend a few moments now in silent meditation as the Holy Spirit aligns your mind with Christ, relying on God to nourish and sustain you, because He always has. As you become more aware of having your confidence in God, begin to take note of how that feels. Scan your body and your mind for a moment for how it feels to depend on God and God alone. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind any areas of self-confidence. Where in your life do you rely on yourself to sustain you? And how has that worked out? Begin now to whisper the word confidence as your sacred centering word. Whisper confidence in God. Lord God, I am confident in You. Note your feelings of reliance on the divine as the Holy Spirit transforms your mind to be certain of God. Feel no shame or guilt for any persistent feelings of independence or self-confidence. Certainly don't judge yourself for them. Only be aware of them for now. Note them and begin to center your thoughts back on confidence and reliance on God. And now, become even more aware of your growing reliance on God by noting your breathing. Center there. Take several slow, deep breaths from your belly. A full inhale and a full exhale. Note how you can't really control or change the pace of your breathing voluntarily for long. You can for a moment, but eventually, your involuntary respiration system takes control. So note and center on your breathing now. Notice how you rely on it, depend on it. Whisper the word confident as you breathe. Your thoughts will surely drift as you center, and that's to be expected. In fact, let the wandering be an exercise of returning to the confidence as you drift to self-reliance, from divine dependence to independence, and then back to dependence on God again. Take several moments allowing your confidence in God to keep you centered on your dependence on Him as you breathe. Now, staying in this divine moment, listen carefully to the first of three scripture readings. Don't study them too closely, but simply be aware of the divine truth found in them for you through the Holy Spirit. Imagine this first reading as a personal letter to you from the prophet Jeremiah, someone well accustomed to fighting self-reliance. Listen to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10 from the New Living Translation. My dear friend in the faith, remember you can be confident that the Lord searches your heart and examines your secret motives. He will give you your due reward according to what your actions deserve. What did the Holy Spirit center you on in this passage? Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture of what you become aware of. But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. What did you notice this time? Where your mind came to rest, let that be where you contemplate by faith for this next minute. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be a prayer of reliance, a prayer of dependence, and a prayer of confidence in God. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess that my heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I know it, and you know it. I also know that you search my heart. I am confident that you test my mind and you give to me according to my ways and according to the fruit of my doings. I am confident in you because I trust you and your glorious name. Amen. For the next minute, meditate on these words, these thoughts and images from God, and let them become your prayer, a prayer to have the faith to be confident in Him, faith not absent, but faith present because God has, is, and will forever exist within you. On this you can rely, and let this be your prayer. Listen now to this wider passage, but with no agenda. No agenda other than faithfully enjoying His presence. Submit wholly to God now by faith as you listen a third time from the New International Version. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots to the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. All thanks to God for this, the word of the Lord. What did you encounter in this reading? What did you enjoy? We'll reflect on your experience with this passage for a moment. While resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, return once more to Jeremiah in his letter. He was warning the early Israelites of oncoming destruction if they didn't repent and end their self-reliance. Jeremiah calls out for the nation to turn back to God. So in your imagination, turn your mind once more to the tree. The tree planted by water. The tree sending out its roots to rely on the living water of God, confident in its continued nourishment. Just rest here in the shadow of this resolute, strong, fruitful tree for a moment. And take a minute to contemplate what you can learn from this mighty tree. How can your life take on more of the look of this tree and less like the shrub that is constantly anxious about drought and oppressive heat? Take all the time that you need. He is in no rush. You are safe here, relying on God. Let that be your confidence. As you rely on God, become more aware of others you will surely encounter on your path today. Those fighting against self-reliance. Those seeking a safe harbor of trust. As you place your confidence in God on the path that you walk, how might God use you to help another rely more deeply on the Lord? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, stay centered on placing your confidence in the Lord. Be mindful of moments of divine dependence, for it will be then and there that you will encounter the abundance and the assurance of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to rejoice in the truth that He will call you blessed when you trust in Him. When your confidence is indeed in Him, you will be like a tree planted by water. So now may the assurance of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with the living water of God be what sustains you now and always. Amen.